Oh my God, that's how we're starting the show. You're welcome. I cannot wait to play that entire clip for you. It's so disturbing, yet so freaking hilarious. Anyway, hope you guys are having a great day. Got a lot to get to real quick. Hit that subscribe button. And don't forget, today's show is presented to you by the folks over at High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. And of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. Whether it's baseball, golf, soccer, right up to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and of course, boxing. Now, they got every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. But when the game's over, head on over to their online casino, get in on the game of blackjack, poker, or even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to betonline.ag right now to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet Online, the game starts here. A ton to get to. That was supposed to be me. I was trying to do the... Anyway, try that real quick, wherever you're at. I don't care if you're at work. Do it. Do it. Anyway, you know what? Let's just forget the nonsense. Let's just jump into some headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
This is quite possibly the best headline I've ever read. Onesie-wearing man named Mr. Pancake caught hiding stolen hamsters in his pants. That's according to police in Ohio. Yeah, I'm done. What kind of weirdo, first of all, goes by Mr. Pancake? Could you imagine you're just hanging out with your friends and this new guy comes up and they're like, hey guys, I'd like you to meet my friend. What's his name? You can call me Mr. Pancake. No, I don't want to. I don't want to. Oh my God. My Mr. Pancake. Like, are you supposed to be like tough? Is he like the tough guy in the neighborhood? Is Mr. Pancake? My goodness. Don't go over on that side of the street. Why? I just saw him. Who'd you see? What? Are we in trouble? Yeah, I'd say so. Who is it? Just tell me. It's fucking Mr. Pancake, man. I owe money. Don't go into business with a guy named Mr. Pancake unless he has a great pancake restaurant that, you know, rivals IHOP. Anyway, the guy's name is Mr. Pancake, and he was trying to steal some hamsters by shoving them down his pants. Who hasn't done that? I mean, come on, right? That's just a typical Wednesday for me. Do you guys remember, if you're in my age bracket, do you remember all those rumors from back in the day where it was alleged that Richard Gere, the actor, used to shove gerbils up his butt? It's so disgusting. It's so not true, too, because it was that there's like all these doctors that are like, guys, think about it. Their little claws would shred his intestines. Even if those didn't do it, the gerbil or hamster or whatever would start chewing on the walls. It's so he would die. They're like, well, somebody probably clipped his nails and filed down the teeth of the gerbils and then stuck them up his butt. Okay, maybe. Anyway, don't really have anything else to say about Mr. Pancake. It's the dumbest street name I've ever heard. I don't know a bunch of people from the street, but I don't know. Maybe you know. Do they go by Mr. Pancake? There's Mr. Crepes over there. He's from France. Hello, I am Mr. Crepes. I'm going to fuck you up. What the hell? There's Mr. Eggs Benedict over there. He's a pretty cool guy. Delicious. A little fancy, but good. And there's Mr. Denver Omelette over there. Oh, yeah. Where's he from? Connecticut. Why do they call him Denver Omelette? Don't know. Anyway. I'm feeling good, okay? I'm feeling good. Yeah. As I'm recording this, it's like 8 o'clock at night on Sunday. My son's wandering around pretending that he's not listening, but I know he's there. I know he's there. Laughing, giggling, farting. I don't know. Anyway, so this is not really surprising. You always hear about weird stuff that happened in the summertime at Yellowstone. There's people getting, you know, tossed around by bison. There's people just, you know, getting too close to bears. And there's also people that somehow find their way into the hot springs. Now, the temperatures vary in the hot springs. Some of those will melt your skin off, and some of them, you know, they're just like a nice bath. They are. But I'll try to remember this side story here in a second. They don't know how it happened, but there's people in this, I think it was an SUV driving along, and there was five people in the vehicle, and somehow, some way, they drove into one of those hot, acidic lakes in Yellowstone Park. Thankfully, nobody was injured. They were rushed off to the hospital just in case, but no injuries whatsoever. And all that was hurt was their pride, because they're a bunch of morons for driving into a lake in general. Probably a bad idea. They're also very lucky that the temperature of that said lake in Yellowstone was only 105 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's not very hot. It's just like a bath, right? Come on. That's like that scene from The Office where they're following, it's Dwight and Michael in the car, and they're following the GPS, and the GPS says, what was it, right ahead or what? I can't remember the term that it said. But anyway, then Michael just drives right into the lake because he's a moron. But he's our moron, and we love him. But I don't know. This day and age, you guys, we should be smarter as a society. But no, we're not. Apparently, when you cross over into the Yellowstone Park area, you just automatically get dumber. You're either trying to drive into a hot spring that can potentially melt your skin off, or you think that you can tame a wild bear or even, you know, possibly pet a bison. Your IQ level must drop as a tourist when you go into Yellowstone Park. And what's funny is it doesn't happen to the locals because their heads aren't up their ass like it is yours. It's ridiculous. Don't go doing that stuff, people. My God. Every year, every other week, it seems like there's, you know, something happening at this time of season. It's ridiculous. This is actually kind of interesting. Let me know where you stand on this one. Based on a new study, 43% of Americans would rather watch a movie with their dog than their partner. Now, according to the poll of 2,000 U.S. dog owners, those in a relationship said their dogs are better movie companions because they don't interrupt. That's what 44% said. And they also don't ask questions. 42% said that one of the people. And are better cuddlers, 35%. I get it. This is my wife. I love my wife to pieces. She's the best. She's the bestest, okay? But here's what happens when we watch a TV show or a movie. She is sitting there death scrolling on TikTok or Instagram. Bloop, 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 bloop. And then all of a sudden she'd be like, this show sucks. Like, you're not even watching it. What the hell? You can't say that. You have no right to say that. Or she'll do this. We'll be watching it. We'll start off the evening with whatever show. We'll turn it on, and she's like, wait, what happened to the other guy? Or what happened, blah, blah, blah. I was like, what do you mean? His face caved in, and he died. Talking about What We Do in the Shadows, when Colin Robinson, his face collapsed. And my wife's like, wait, what happened? What happened to him? I was like, oh my God, it was like a big part of the show. He started dying and farting everywhere as my Jackson go away. He said, he's the daddy fed fart. You goofball. Get away. But I don't know where I was at. But that's what happens like with my wife. But there's times where she can multitask really well. It's really kind of creepy because I can't do the same thing. She'll sit there and she can tell you what's going on in some movies if she's a little bit more interested. She'll be like, wait, what the fuck is going on? She's like, oh God, the dragon's trying to kill her because their best friend's mom didn't say hi when they were at the mall. Wait, there's dragons in malls? What the fuck are we watching? So it's frustrating. Or my daughter, love her to pieces. We're all sitting down watching a movie that we've all expressed that we've never seen before. And my daughter, like, you know, midway through the show, it's more comical now, but she'll just be like, wait, so what, who is that? Where are they going to go? Why are they doing this? We're like, you know as much as we do. We know. Just watch. Why does he hate her guts? We don't know yet. We don't. Ugh, I get that. Yeah, because your dog just sits there. It shuts up. Maybe every now and then you got to tell him to stop licking his junk or his beehole or whatever. Okay? My dog does that. It's disgusting. He'll go to town. Sometimes you got to like tug on his collar, be like, Jet, knock it off. And he's like, oh, sorry. I was really giving myself a tongue lashing. Woo, woo, woo. Daddy, where are those doggy cigarettes? Whew. Ah, I got to cool off. speaking of if you need to relax, High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. It's the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar. You know what those are like. But this is for cannabis. So you can go by and purchase up to an ounce of flower. Maybe you want to get 8 grams of concentrate. No worries. You can get pre-rolls, edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with because you can consume on site and then take the rest home. How cool is that? Also, what's neat is there are 7 big screen TVs that you can catch your favorite sporting event on. Maybe you want to host a watch party. Dude, the Olympics are right around the corner. This is a great place to go chill and watch the Olympics. Oh my God, I needed to go do that. Oh, that'd be fun. I can zone out and watch the Olympics. Well, apparently you can just go hang out at High Society and just have a good old time. They also got Nintendo Switches that you could rent and just get lost in the day. Also, they got a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. High Society has tons of events, comedy shows on the first and third Friday of every month. They got live music. They got open mic nights. They got drag bingo. They got craft nights, puff and paints, and so much more. You got to go check them out. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. It's High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. It's just 9 minutes from Coors Field. It's open noon to 10, like I was just saying. You got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. You can buy it there. High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to High Society. I was feeling good at the end, and then I started thinking about something else, and then I screwed up the end. I crushed that spot. Okay, I did. I made it my bitch. I did. And then I fucked it up at the end. That's like, you know, it's like accidentally, like, you know, spooging on an electrical outlet. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't. But now I got to clean it up, and I'm not going to be happy about it. Real quick, I was talking, what were we talking about that last one? About, oh, we were talking about the people driving into Yellowstone, and then we were talking about the hot springs. Apparently, there's a hot springs in Colorado. Where the heck is it? And I can't remember. It's not in Glenwood Springs. It's somewhere else, I believe. I could be wrong on that. Most likely I'm wrong. But either way, it's not like the standard ones. You have to drive off a ways to get to it. So maybe it is in Glenwood Springs. But anyway, my wife and I went there with some friends. I think it's like strawberry something. I don't remember. But anyway, we show up there. It's at night, and people are like, you got to come here. It's really cool at night. And we're with our friends, and they've been there a few times without us. And we're like, okay, it's cool. So you show up. There's no lights out there. It's all moonlight that you have to walk around to. So you have to get your eyes adjusted to darkness. And we're walking around, barely able to see. My wife and I are already starting to like have panic attacks. They're like, this is fucking weird. Am I going to trip on something or somebody? Next thing I know, swear to fucking God. I told this to Mike Evans and Joel Klatt. They didn't freaking believe me. I turn around. And we were trying to, you know, go. We're trying to follow our friends. Next thing I know, I turn and I look to my left. And there's a dude just completely naked. Not like an in-shape fella. No, this was like some elderly-ish dude with his junk and his full-on, you know, Bob Ross perm going on between his legs. Junk staring at me. Like, And then my wife, she saw it. Because that was like the straw that broke the camel's back. We're like, okay, guys, we're gone. We're leaving. We're like, what did we just see? We're sitting in the car, almost rocking back and forth, like, make the old man's wiener go away. Oh, God. Sweet Lord. Sweet Lord. Oh, my God. That was creepy. Apparently, it's just some big place where people like to go. Maybe not all of them, but at least what I saw was a naked dude. I'm guessing a bunch of people, that's why they like it. Yeah, we're probably being led astray into some weird, you know, occult, you know, orgy. I don't know what was going on. But apparently a bunch of people like to go there naked. I was not ready for that. Ah, oh, God. Old man junk in my face. Ah! You guys, what was I going to do? Oh, okay. Well, first of all, Elon Musk, before I get into the breaking news, so FYI, it's not that big of breaking news. What the fuck is wrong with my brain today? Holy poop on a stick. Elton John, remember we talked about him last week, where he allegedly urinated in somebody's store into a bottle, peed on the floor, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Well, apparently there's a company. Oh, my God. My brain is fried. There's a company. I'll just play this real quick. Yeah, Flawless.
It's breaking news.
Oh, my God.
Breaking news.
I'm sorry. I totally screwed that up. But anyway, yeah, breaking news. A guy named Jeffrey Lucky is the owner of BioRelief.com. He was telling TMZ, he said, hey, they got a lot of options for Elton John so he doesn't have to urinate in public like he did before. Because Elton John obviously urinated in the back of the store and peed on the floor. Anyway, so I just thought it was, one, it's just kind of a update to a story from last week, but these are the options, some of the options that this BioRelief.com has for them. They have the Travel John. Oh, that sounds intriguing. They got their retracted penis pouch. Or the RPP, as I like to call it. Got it? Get it? RPP. And then also the Stadium Pal. Because when you're watching a game, just piss your pants. It's okay. I think that's interesting. Now, all joking aside, there's a lot of people out there that have ailments, diseases, whatever reasons why that they may need this. And that makes sense. Maybe you got MS or whatever. And, you know, I think it's a little ridiculous. I get that Elton John's in his, like, what, 77, mid-70s, somewhere around there. But come on. There's a lot of people that have that problem where they have to pee a lot and they're in that age bracket. You don't see them whipping it out in the middle of a store and, you know, pissing in a bottle as well as the floor. Come on, Elton John. I get it. And they're promoting themselves, biorelief.com. Good for them. But that's more of a medical thing, biorelief.com. Come on. Or if you're a lazy fucking celebrity like Elton John, apparently. I think that's a little ridiculous that he did that in the first place, but Jesus. And I'm like, nah, you can pee everywhere. It's fine. Just wear a diaper, Elton, like a real man. Come on, Elton John. God, what do you think I'm doing now? I just shit myself. We did find out, though, that diapers, adult diapers, are not meant to hold a large amount of water or urine or liquid, however you want to say it. So it's not something that you should be wearing if you want to go the diaper route. Okay, listen, I'm here for you guys. If you go the diaper route, that's more for defecation and small traces of urine, like somebody that has a leaky bladder, right? Or a leaky pee-pee. Sorry, I didn't mean to get all technical on you with the leaky pee-pee talk. Elon Musk. My God, my brain's dumb. Elon Musk offers his sperm to kickstart Martian colony within 20 years. No. They're going to be smart, yeah, and have a high sex drive because that dude likes the bang. But they're also going to resemble a pasty, white, bloated manatee. That's what they're going to look like. Yeah, the human race may move on and survive, but really? Is that what we want us to look like? No, sorry, Elon. Good dude. I'm sure you're a good dude. Be great to have some drinks with you. But no, come on. I don't want our future to look like you. You know what we need to do? Jump into the mailbag.
Mailbag. You've got mail.
Well, you heard the soundbite at the beginning. I'm going to play you some of the best audio, yet disturbing, okay? But let's look at things from a humor perspective. For the love of God, that's what we got to do. A Philly Dollar Tree incident that happened when a man did something to a woman. I just got to play the sound for you. I don't even want to say anymore.
Look, he fucking nutted on my fucking leg. You go to hell, bitch. Oh, my God. He nutted on my leg. He nutted on my leg.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry. That's just so funny.
He nutted on my leg.
I'm sorry. It's the most disgusting thing. So gross. First of all, the guy was wearing a shirt that said it's not going to lick itself. But that's it's disgusting. I'm sorry. Yes. What he did, horrible. He ejaculated on a woman's leg. She didn't ask for that. I don't think there's any woman out there, whether they're in a relationship with somebody or not, where they would go, you know what I want you to do right now? What? I want you to ejaculate all over my leg. What? No. Those words have never been said. So this poor lady is at the Dollar Tree trying to get some good snacks, probably. That's where the great place to go. And then the dude just all of a sudden just whips it out and goes ED. Would that be? It's not ED where you know, he came quick. He did. And then this happened.
Look, he fucking nutted on my fucking leg. You go to hell, bitch. Oh, my God. He nutted on my leg. He nutted on my leg.
It's just so funny because I don't hear people use nutted. He nutted on my leg very often. I don't. I guess I don't hang out in the right groups of people. Maybe we need to start bringing it up, okay? Nutted. Anyway, it's just the fact that she said it three times makes me laugh so fucking much. That was sent in, by the way, from not Adam Carolla. And I think somebody else sent it to me as well. That's one of the funniest things ever. And I got to be honest, I would be furious if that ever happened to me. I'd be breaking somebody's face. Be like, did that motherfucker just come on my leg?
What the fuck?
Oh my gosh. It's so awful.
He got it on my leg.
I know it's wrong. It's wrong. I would be furious if that happened to me or anybody I know. But it didn't, so I could laugh. I could laugh. Oh my Lord. He nutted on my leg. Oh, sweet Jesus. That's hilarious.
He nutted on my leg.
I'm sorry. Sorry. My apologies.
Oh my God.
Hey, real quick, it would be wrong of me not to bring it up because it was a huge thing that happened in our country, in our world, over the weekend. It is disgusting. You obviously saw it as it stands right now. I know there's going to be an investigation into it, but with Donald Trump being shot at and getting his ear nicked, I don't know how bad it is, but when you get struck, if you have any sort of cut on the ear or your head, it's going to bleed a lot. So it's really hard to gauge just how bad it really was. But here's the thing. This is all I want to say about it. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. This is getting fucking ridiculous. Now, I'm not saying it's you. It sure shit isn't me. But it's these whack jobs out there that take shit too far. What the fuck is wrong? It's just ridiculous. I hate it when politics gets brought up. That used to be the cliche. Don't talk about money or politics. I always remember that song by Sammy Kershaw. Don't talk about religion, money, or, politics, I'm sure he says. And then her, because it'll break his heart. It will, God damn it. But here's the thing. We're better than that, or we should be better than that. Yes, a few bad apples out there are going to take center stage, and it doesn't help that the media is fucking rock hard over this shit because ratings are going to go through the roof. I know a lot of people think that they don't think that way, and that's an exaggeration, but as somebody that's been behind the scenes in the news area, and I've had jobs where I worked at competing stations, it wasn't just sports that I did. I did a lot of stuff that revolved around the news. And it's not everybody, but there's some people that really get rock hard over carnage in chaos. And this whole thing with him getting shot at, there's people that are rock hard on all sides of it. And it's, igniting a fire. But here's ultimately what I want to say is it's ridiculous. You should never treat somebody that poorly where you want them to die because their beliefs are different than yours. Here's what the disgusting shit that you see. If you're in this mindset, you need to take a step back and think a little bit more clearly because it's disgusting. Like I'm looking at somebody's post and somebody just, wow, this is really sad that this is where we're at as a society, something like that. And then this lady commented on the post and she's like, yeah, that's horrible. And then she wrote, man, if he was only a step to the right, implying that she was upset that the gunman missed. And then I clicked on her Facebook profile page. And it's this lady, I swear on everything, this is the most ironic thing. And it's really not actually that surprising. Is in her about, it says like, lover of God or something like that. And then blah, 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 all about family, peace, whatever, blah, blah. Like, you just wish somebody else died. The fuck is wrong with you? what's wrong with people? It's not shocking. We've been dealing with this nonsense since we've organized and decided to get into tribes way back in the day. There's always that one whacked out motherfucker that says something or does something. And you're like, why would you think that way? Todd, you fucking moron. Listen, Trump is a big fucking orange ball of what the fuck. I get it. Biden, he's kind of the same thing. But if you come up to me and start talking about how much you love a certain candidate and you believe this, this, and this, I'm not going to fucking hate your guts, and I'm definitely not going to pull up a fucking rifle and try to shoot that candidate or anybody else because of it. That's fucking ridiculous. We should be better than this. And it's, I guess, in a sense, it starts with you, starts with me, it starts with anybody that can just get a moment of clarity of, like, when people start getting crazy into politics, just walk away. You can't get through to some of the crazy. If you're somebody that get into a conversation and you can stop yourself in the middle and go, shit, am I one of those motherfuckers that goes on to the crazy train when it comes to politics? Because guess what? It's a train to chaos. It's fucking wild. And now there's all these conspiracies floating around, and I can kind of see it, whatever. It's easy to fall into that trap of that, you know, this was all staged. I don't know what the fuck happened. All I know is the reaction from the public. Not everybody, but enough to be noticed of people just going, I wish he would have died. Oh, or, you know, this is all the lefties' fault. This is all the Trump supporters' fault. Guys, fuck. We're like school children. That's what's happening as a group. And listen, I got to be honest. Media does not fucking help it one bit. Not one fucking bit. Because like I said at the beginning, they are fucking rock hard right now because they know their ratings are going to go through the roof. They know that they're going to secure more clients now, which means more money in their pocket. They are fucking raging right now. It's disgusting. I told you I was written up for not creating more of a panic when I was doing traffic reports. I got in trouble for that. And even after they called me, the talent actually called me. And they're like, you need to, you know, people aren't going to be listening if they don't think that there's some fear out there. And that's the first time I heard like, I can't remember what it was. But it came in and out of my head. But anyway, yeah, fear sells. And that's, the guy told me that. He's all, If they think they're going to get in a crash after listening to your report, that's a good thing. You know, we want them to be, you know, scared shitless. And so they keep listening. Like, I'm not going to do that. So they go to me again for the next report. And I was like, you know what? It's not that bad out there because there was icy conditions. I was like, just go slow out there and you'll be fine. But there are a few accidents here, here, and here. Then I got written up for that. Because I refuse to sell fear. The media loves this. They're going to need a new pair of shorts by Monday. Next, well, actually, you know what? By Tuesday. I'm recording this on Sunday. So here's the thing, guys. You, me, let's just try to be better. I know every day is not the same. It's hard. But fuck, dude, we can't be doing this shit. We are a fucking joke. A fucking joke. We can be better. It starts with us. You, me. And you're not going to get everybody to pull their head out of their butt. You're just not. But Jesus, man, it's just like, if somebody just, all they want to do is spew hate, just get them out. Cut it out like it's a cancer. because that's all that is going on right now, is it's about to bubble over really, really fucking bad. And I'm seeing it more and more of these people that claim to be good people on social media, and they're saying these horrific things. Just because you don't believe in what somebody else believes, what they preach, what they do, it does not mean you need to wish them dead. There's innocent people that were hurt and killed after that, or because of that situation. And all you can do is focus on political bullshit. And obviously it's politically motivated, but it's just craziness. We're better than this. Fuck, man. It's a dark fucking bit of history that we're a part of right now. It's fucking weird. You're going to be talking about this in like 20 years. Be like, where were you when, you know, old orangey guy got shot at? Oh, you know, I was here and there. I was watching it. Oh, yeah. Then I remember Linda on social media went crazy. She was just like, you should have popped him like a zit. What was Bronny James, the shooter? Is that why I missed? Ah, God, man, it's gross. It's gross that we're a part of that. If you've been saying shit about it in getting all rock hard over it too, maybe you need to change your thought process. Because this ain't good. What do we say so much on this? Like, at the end of the day, are you a good person? Because that's really what matters. I don't care what community you're a part of. LGBTQ+. I'm saying that quick now. I'm getting there. I don't care if you're in that community. I don't care anything. Are you a good person? Yeah, like, you know, I don't care if you're on the left. I don't care if you're on the right. Are you a good person? When you enter the room, do people, you know, get a smile in their face? Do they? Or they're like, fuck, Kyle's here. Shit. Great. Fucking downer. Right? You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that lady. Come on. Lighten the room when you go into it. I'm done. I'm done preaching. Fuck off. Gone. Anyway, thanks for listening. If you're on Twitter, YouTube, or Facebook for now. You never know, because I piss off everybody over at Meta. But if you're watching there, or if you'd like to watch there, go ahead and follow me on those platforms at DeHuff Podcast. It's a lot of fun doing it with the video. I will give you some insight when you listen to it on audio. I do like to throw in some extra sound bites every now and then. I'll be like, ooh, I should have played this, and I'll throw it in there. Can't do that on video, but it's easy enough to do on the audio side of things. Thanks for listening. Make sure you hit that subscribe if you haven't. Also, share it with your friends, please. Big thanks to High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. And, of course, Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's DeHuff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. Let's move forward. Let's try not to be a dick. Okay? Let's do it. It's DeHuff Uncensored. I'll talk to you next time.
He's not in all my life.